Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and this story was sent to me by a friend, it's a post on Slutty Confessions, and I've gotten approval. This story was written by user Barefoot Princess XO, and I will post the approval in the post, the GWA post. So the story is called The Home Invasion Plan. My neighbor, 29 male, and I had a bit of a thing going earlier this summer with flirting over text. Long story short, it turned into a porn exchange. Really fucked up, sadistic porn exchanges. We often stumbled into these back and forths of really intense home invasion scenes. The kind where the girl is beaten around and screaming while her pussy is stretched mercilessly. One evening, when I was left home alone for the weekend, he texted me with a simple, "Hey," which led to another exchange of really rough porn. He told me he wanted to fuck me so hard that I pissed in the bed. The kind of fucking that would leave my body a wet and filthy mess with a gaping hole. The kind of sex that I just couldn't stop screaming in agony over. I sent him a nude, and then I waited for a response. He, of course, went crazy for my 19-year-old body. Then I said, "The door is probably unlocked. I must have forgotten to check it again." I waited patiently on my parents' bed, pretending to sleep. I heard the door creak, and then footsteps. The steps grew closer until I heard them stop at the doorway to the room. I felt a sudden jolt as hands were thrust to the back of my neck, gripping me tightly in place as my invader subdued me. I kicked and played along like a good girl. My breath was stolen as I felt a lashing across my bare bottom. He fastened a belt around my wrists as he pinned me and sat on me. He rolled me over and bound my hands resting on my tummy. My pussy was wet enough. It was so exhilarating. He choked me again, pulling his pants off before forcing his finger into my pussy and making my legs go numb. He slapped my face and made me suck on his cum before I looked down and saw it. His cock was probably 6 or 7 inches and thick. I wasn't expecting the girth, but I knew it was coming. This role play was going to be more realistic than expected. He spit on the head and began to push it in me. My labia parted, but my vaginal opening was far too tight for this to go easily. I pressed my bare feet into his chest, pushing against him and playing along. Rah! I squealed just before his grip tightened, silencing me. My pussy began to ache. He was starting to stretch me. The sensation was completely new. Nothing this big had ever penetrated my body. There was equally as much pleasure as there was pain. It was enough to make my toes curl and grip the flesh of his bare chest. I could feel my pelvis aching as he pushed his cock further into my pussy. I tried to scream, and he was choking me so tightly that all I could do was drool and grunt. The ache intensified. The bottom of my pussy burned a little as he stretched me. I began to feel like I was unable to decipher some of the sensations. There were a lot of internal forces directed upward, making me feel that dirty little urge we talked about before. He started to pass the girthiest part of himself into me. My hips bucked involuntarily, and then I felt it. A warm trickle started to hiss from my pussy. I couldn't control it. That's when he started fucking me. It was so deep and rough that I couldn't tell when I stopped pissing myself. His shirt was wet at the bottom. He started to slap my breasts until they were as red as my cheeks. He threatened to come on me if I didn't stop whimpering. And of course, I couldn't keep it together. I felt felt his cock harden and relax over and over. He released my throat and squeezed my breasts, allowing me to let out an agonizing groan. I felt it. His cum was pouring into me, filling my vagina as he rested against my sore cervix. It was deep, far too deep to push it all out. He fucked me a little longer, pulling out and making me feel my own gaping hole. I was so stunned, I could hardly move. He brought me a towel, kissed me on the forehead, and left. When I went to the bathroom, I had little red marks all over my body, especially my tits and throat. And yes, he and I still swap porn sometimes.